Starting off this Colgate Raider Report podcast, talking Colgate football. Very glad to be talking to one of the star players for your Colgate football team, Alex Matthews. How good did that first win feel, Alex? Just tell the listeners a little bit about the feeling after you saw zeros on the scoreboard in Colgate with a 21-20 victory.
It was crazy to think that a win after being 0-7 could feel so good, just knowing that we've worked so hard in the off season and all of our hard work finally paid off. I mean, we would have liked it to have paid off a little bit sooner in the season, but we are happy to finally get our first win. And I mean, obviously, after the season we had last year, we're all accustomed to winning games, and no one ever likes to lose. So it was definitely a very, really good feeling to get our first win, especially against one of our rivals, Cornell.
And you had a major footprint on this win, Alex. Describe Colgate's longest run play of the year as you carried the pigskin for 49 yards on a 1st and 15 in the third quarter. Just tell listeners out there what you saw on that play and talk about the execution as well.
I mean, for me personally, I had it easy on the play, to be honest. My receivers had a really good block on the outside and blocked the DBs downfield for me and sprung the play wide open. And our old lineman had a pretty good block on the interior side of it and sealed the linebacker, so I was able to get to the edge of it. From there, I had the easy part. Everybody else did a really good job just helping me out in the play and sprung the play wide open.
I know it wasn't your flashiest touchdown, but every time you get a TD, it's great news, especially since this turned out to be the difference. So tell the listeners about that one-yard touchdown run.
Yeah, I mean, on the goal line or in any short yardage plays, where as a running back, we like to be counted on and reliable just to get the short yards every time, and it was nice to get into the end zone. Like you said, every time you score a touchdown is always a good feeling. So definitely with that touchdown being the game-winning touchdown, it was an even better feeling.
That is Alex Matthews on the Colgate Raider Report podcast. Discuss your relationship, Alex, with Malik and how you make one another better.
He's been here for a few years now, so we've been able to be in the same backfield for the last couple years. And we hang out outside of football, and we just have a really good relationship with each other. We're really good friends, like I said, on and off the field. We're able to joke around with each other and really have a good relationship, so it makes it easier come game time to really feed off each other and give each other pointers of what we're seeing on the field or what we think the other person could do better in certain plays. And we're both really good at just bouncing ideas off each other and really help each other to be better all-around running backs, I feel.
And even though we haven't seen much of Tristan Fairchild, I know he adds a lot to the running back room. President of the leadership team of the Colgate chapter of Uplifting Athletes, and he has some serious talent, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely. He's another guy we can always count on, and he's really reliable. If he ever gets thrown in the game, he can make plays for us, and it's next man up mentality, so the level of play never dips. Whenever he gets in the game, we always know he's going to be able to do everything expected, and like you said, he's a really good leader, too, so it's really, really lucky to have him in our backfield.
What are Coach Livingston's strengths?
So this year is our first year with Coach Liv, and I really, really love having him with the running backs. He's done a really good job at, I think, helping us with our footwork and a lot of the little things like ball security and getting our vision, reading up the blocks from the linemen, everything he works on us with in practice just to help us become all-around better running backs. I think he played running back in college. He's able to really mesh with us a lot more, I think, and is able to help us out with more things that he was able to experience in his college days too. So I really like him as a coach.
Colgate football always looking sharp, especially this past weekend in the all-white uniforms. What did you think of the all-whites, Alex?
Yeah, I was excited to wear the all-white on white finally. You always joke about look good, feel good, play good. So, I mean, I think a lot of the guys just had a lot more confidence with the swagger we had. So I would definitely be a fan of the white on whites in the upcoming weeks.
Sometimes you can take the finished product for granted. So just tell the fans out there all the hard work that you have to put in to get where you're at on the football field.
Yeah, I mean, this all comes in the off season, just focusing on the little things, trying to improve and really honing in on your weaknesses to try to turn the weaknesses into strengths. A big thing for me is just focusing on my blocking and my being able to catch up the backfield a little bit better. I've just tried to become an all-around complete back and not be a one-trick pony, as I guess you could say. Try to become more of an all-around back that can do it all three downs, all four downs. And I think this year kind of my work on offseason kind of paid off, and definitely trying to still put some more work in and see where I can take it.
Let's go into the classroom for a second. Has philosophy been an enjoyable major at Colgate, or has it caused more headaches than smiles?
It's definitely been enjoyable. Of all the classes I've taken, I mean, I'm the type of person that loves to just analyze ideas and really think about the rationale and why things are. So, I mean, all the classes I've taken here in philosophy, I've really enjoyed just going and just, I guess, really just debating ideas with my peers and everything. So not too much of a headache, but, I mean, I guess all classes can be a headache at times.
I understand you spent the off season in California. How did that come about, and what was out there for you?
That was a really good experience, actually. I had a couple years ago, my sophomore year, I met an alumni at a Cal Poly game. We were out in California, and my parents were actually sitting by an alumni who works at a production company in L.A., and they introduced me to him after the game, and I kind of built a relationship with him over the last couple years, and he helped me to get the internship at his company, Renegade 83, out in L.A. It was a production company. They do reality TV shows. One of their big shows is Naked and Afraid, and I was able to actually go on set for one of the new shows, one of the new reality shows they were filming, and I was able to be on set for that and was able to work with the concept development team, just coming up with new show ideas, and also work with the post-production team. So it was a really good experience. I got a whole little look at the production company, and I think that's a really good business I would love to get involved with.
Did you expect it, Alex, or was it stunning to you the amount of editing and all the behind-the-scenes work that has to be done to produce the finished product?
I was actually a little surprised of just the time it takes for the post-production side. They can get 48 hours of footage and got to cut it all down to an hour. And it's just really, really cool just to see them go through the whole process of editing all that down to a really, really good show. So it was a little surprising, yeah, but really cool to see.
Is this senior year at Colgate something you're embracing or trying not to think about because it reminds you the end of your Colgate career is near?
Try not to think about the end, obviously. I mean, just trying to take it one week at a time and focusing on the little things and just trying to appreciate everything I can and not take anything for granted, knowing that it is my last year here at Colgate. So, like I said, just try to take advantage of everything I can every single day.
Talking to Alex Matthews on the Colgate Raider Report podcast. Did I see this right? Did you wrestle in high school, Alex?
I did, yes.
How does being a good wrestler, because I remember back in the day, Nate Eaches was a heck of a wrestler, and of course, he had a legendary career at Colgate and went on to the NFL. So how does being a good wrestler, how do those skills transfer over to the football field?
Well, for me personally, at running back, I think it helps with my my footwork and just having good balance and just being able to, I guess, contort my body in ways that might not be doable for other people, and squeezing through certain holes to make better runs out of runs that might not look too good to begin with. But, I mean, I think wrestling in general just helps you with your balance and footwork overall, not just at running back, but any other position, linebackers, D-linemen. It just helps you not just with the footwork side of things, but also just how hard the sport is and the mentality you got to have to push through adversity. I think it helps with that side of things, too.
I did not know this, but Thomas Ives' current quarterback went to your high school. I call him Thomas Ives' quarterback. Other people call him Mitch Trubisky. Did you ever meet Mitch? Did you play with Mitch?
Yeah, actually, my freshman year, I was playing with him, so it was really cool to just watch him and, I guess, witness greatness, you could say. I'm actually really good friends with his younger brother, and he has two younger brothers. I'm good friends with both of them, so, I mean, in the summers, I'd always be over their house and hanging out, and whenever Mitch was back home, back when he was at North Carolina, he'd be back home sometimes, and he'd be over there and be playing video games with us and stuff. And so, yeah, I'm really good friends with his younger brother, and I was able to see Mitch a couple times. I haven't seen him lately the last couple years, but I know he comes back to our high school just for games sometimes. I know he likes to show support for his hometown and proud Mender alum.
Speaking of siblings, how was it growing up with two sisters?
Yeah, that was a little bit difficult. I mean, at times, I really wanted to fight them growing up just to get on my nerves, but you got to find ways around that, obviously, just because they're my sisters, and it got frustrating at times, but I definitely enjoy having two older sisters to guide me through things in life, and they're still helping me today with struggles I might face, so definitely great to have two older sisters that care about me.
And Mentor, known as the Fighting Cardinals, did that mascot live up to that billing? Did he look like a bird ready to fight, or not so much, Alex?
Definitely. I mean, well, our mascot was just the head of a cardinal, but we definitely embraced the Fighting Cardinal aspect of it. We were always ready to go, and we were a rough-nosed team that would like to play physical. So,
Alex, great stuff. Thank you so much. Great game against Cornell. Hoping it continues. Best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you very much.
Going from